The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. this Tuesday. We're in Central Time, of course, where we are. Look at your clock where you are. That'll tell you what time it is. Some of you might be on your way out the door, but you can still listen. Even if you put your cell phone on speaker, you can still listen. And, you know, it's always a rare treat when we have journalists come on the show, especially ones that have written books. There is a new one out called A Watchman in the Night, what I've seen over 50 years of reporting in America, by America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas. Now, I know a lot of you are going, wait a minute, Cal Thomas, I've heard that name before. Yep. He's been on Newsmax, KPRC-TV in Houston, NBC News in Washington. For the better part of 10 years, he co-wrote Common Ground for USA Today with Bob Beckel. He's a best-selling author of America's Expiration Date, What Works, The Things That Matter Most, Common Ground, Uncommon Sense, Blinded by Might, The Death of Ethics in America. Boy, we can certainly agree with that when you look at our justice system out there. Book Burning, Liberals for Lunch. This guy's all over the map. But he's got this interesting book, and I'll tell you what, I was scanning it, and I was reading stuff, and Cal, welcome to the show, first off.
Well, thank you, Dave. Nice to have you. Gee, after that kind of introduction, I think I'll hire you as my PR man.
You gotta love that. Well, you know, where can you get this book, by the way? People need to read it.
Well, thank you very much. Well, the usual sources, Amazon.com. You can go get it through my website and read my columns at calthomas.com. Or you can go into a bookstore, particularly a liberal one, and ask for it and watch the reaction of the clerk.
I love it. A liberal one. You know, this is the thing. I'm looking through the book, and this is basically, folks, if you've never seen anything like this, this type of a format is something you don't normally see in everyday book writing. I could not even master the art of what Cal has done here. I mean, you literally go in and he takes it year by year, starting in 1984, talking about a year of the landslide for Ronald Reagan. He talks about all the various things that happened in that year and then what his take is on it. It's just amazing how you put this thing together. I usually intersperse everything, but you've literally just kind of like put this into words that it's people like look at this and go, wow, never thought about it like that. What prompted you to structure the book this way? Was it your publisher? Or is this just something that came out of nowhere and you said, you know what? I think I'll just make it kind of a here's the history. Here's my take. How'd that work?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere from my brain. Next year is the 40th anniversary of my syndicated column. And so I went back and read all 4,000 columns that I've written since 1984 and decided to do kind of a timeline. It's not a column collection, but as you suggested, it's a timeline for the major events that occurred beginning in 1984 when my column started, right up through the end of last year, with some snarky comments on some of the things, of course, that our liberal friends have done that haven't worked. And I'm very proud of the person who wrote the introduction, Tom Johnson, who was then the publisher of the Los Angeles Times. He's a Lyndon Johnson Democrat, but a very fair-minded guy who went on to become president of CNN. And then I've got a gamut of endorsers from the left, Henry Louis Gates of Harvard, to the right of Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune. I tried to get Vanna White, but she was too busy picking out dresses.
I love it. Oh, that is a bit, you know, I see, this is the kind of spirit right here that we can have this conversation. And I love it, Cal. That's one of the reasons why you're America's number one syndicated columnist. I've got to ask, though, when I got to 1993, and there are some things in history that you talk about in this book that really strike a nerve. And the one thing in 93, and the chapter is entitled The Year of Bill Clinton, The Branch Davidians and Black Hawk Down. And when I got to the part about your commentary after you discussed what happened in Waco, there was nothing actually mentioned as far as your take on it. And I was kind of shocked because most of America that really seriously looked at what happened there and knew that they could have arrested David Koresh in the grocery store. I mean, I think every journalist, including myself, that was watching this, because I was heavily into the news biz at that time, looked at what was going on there and said, you know, they could do this to anybody. They could demonize anybody. And I'm surprised that you kind of left that one alone. I was curious as to why.
Well, I think it speaks for itself. And as you suggested, the overbearing government, which has gotten even worse, the infiltration of our rights, the challenges to free speech, and the reaction, overreaction by government. You're right. They could have arrested David Koresh. They could have waited him out. They could have cut off water and electricity instead of Janet Reno, the attorney general at the time, ordering the troops to go in and basically kill everybody there. I thought it was a tremendous overreaction and a revelation of the power of government. You know, a lot of people don't realize that every cabinet-level agency has a SWAT team. Now, why does the Department of Education need a SWAT team? Why does the Department of Agriculture need a SWAT team? Why does the Department of Commerce need a SWAT team? And why are cameras and drones proliferating everywhere? We've got drones now that can fly over 4th of July or Labor Day backyard barbecues and take pictures of what you're cooking on the grill, among other things, including who you happen to have in as guests. I think the power of government is way, way outside the constitutional boundaries that the founders set, and that's one of the reasons it's become so dysfunctional, so expensive, with a $33 trillion debt and counting. Why we have an open border, you can draw your own conclusions about that, and why we have a loss of a shared moral sense in this country. Any one of those have contributed to the collapse of empires and great nations in the past. But we have all three at the same time. What makes us think we can escape the judgment of history and what has happened to other nations if we continue down this path?
You know, beautiful analysis. You are a Christian. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. this is the thing about your relationship with Ted Kennedy as a senator. And of course,
yes, well, you know, I have friends on all sides. I don't hate anybody for their politics. You mentioned Bob Beckel earlier, my dearest friend. He passed away about over a year and a half ago. And the problem in Washington, among others, is that people don't know each other anymore. We used to have an active social life in Washington where party givers would invite people of all different backgrounds and persuasions. Members of Congress bring their spouses. The spouses would get to know each other. But now we are only known by labels, right, left, MAGA Republicans, secular humanists, Bible-thumping bigots, conservatives, liberals. You know, somebody asked me once, what's your denominational background? I said fives, tens, twenties, fifties, and hundreds. I'm not going to allow you, to label me with a label you don't know the meaning of. So we have members of Congress, they fly in on a Monday afternoon, and then they go home on Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. They have their own little caucuses and meetings, get their talking points, go out and get interviewed on MSNBC or Fox News or CNN. They all say the same thing, and they don't get to know each other. One of the interesting things is when members of committees are forced to travel together and get to know each other on those trips, and they're in the same hotels, and they share a room together, and they eat together, and they talk about their families. It provides a different kind of relationship when they come back. But as long as the objective is to get elected and reelected, instead of doing the people's business, then we're going to continue to have the kind of dysfunctional government that we have now. I mean, look at this ridiculousness over choosing a new Speaker of the House. This makes the Republican Party a laughingstock. It shouldn't happen this way. But you got people like Matt Gaetz, who wants to be governor of Florida, and some of these others who are more interested in themselves than they are in actually advancing the cause. I mean, they don't have the Senate and they don't have the White House, so virtually nothing they do is going to get passed, but they can set the agenda, they can set the stage for the next election. And what they're setting now is chaos.
Yeah, they sure are. And I told a lot of my listeners this morning, because I did listen to the interview that he did with NTD, I'm looking at this thing going, okay, Matt, you dropped the F-bomb on the media and told them that we don't have a budget. We all get that. And you also dropped the bomb that Congress takes 7 weeks of vacation. And then we're like, 7 weeks? Americans don't get 7 weeks. What makes you guys so privileged? Well, because they're politicians. That's why they're privileged. But you brought up this thing, Cal, with the situation in 2020, the year of the pandemic. Weren't we already on a crash course of conflict before the pandemic set in and everybody was told to stay home and take the jab? And I mean, now look what they've done to America. We've become more divisive because of that era. And now we're in a situation where, if you continued your book, 2023, the year of the Middle East conflict. I don't know where we're at in this thing, but I think now we're turning inward on ourselves. What's your take on that?
Well, you're right, and Abraham Lincoln warned against that. He famously said that if America is to be destroyed, it will not be from an outside army marching in. We will do it to ourselves. I think that is absolutely correct. Ronald Reagan used to say we're only one generation away from losing it all. A constitutional republic must be renewed. It is not the natural state of humanity. As you look around the world, you see a denial of women's rights. You see dictatorship. You see lack of a free press. All the things that we enjoy in America are not the natural state of humankind. These values and virtues have to be renewed by every generation. We've been living off the inertia of the World War II generation, which has just about run out. And now we have turned into a self-indulgent class. If you look at these Medicare supplement ads that are appearing on television now during open season, you see five common words: free, deserve, benefit, entitled. Four words. Free, benefit, deserve, and entitled. Now, when I was growing up, I was taught that inspiration, followed by motivation, followed by perspiration, improves any life. But now we flipped it, and we envy and attack the rich, the successful, corporations who provide jobs. The poor don't hire anybody. And we're wondering why we are in such trouble. And then look at our schools. Look at these demonstrations on college campuses, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, pro-Palestinian, taking the sides of the murderers. What is being taught in these re-education camps, as I call them? The public schools, drag queen story time in kindergarten. Are you kidding me? And we wonder why we have a problem as a nation?
Big problem. And this is one of the things our callers out there, by the way, 844-769-2944. Folks, our regular listeners out there, when are you ever going to get the opportunity to talk to Cal Thomas and ask him a question? I mean, this guy is on the front line of everything America. And so, you know, we're going to open the phone lines for the next 10 minutes here and let you ask questions if you have any. He covers year by year every single thing that happened since he started doing his column back in 1984. Literally, when you look at this book, it is a cross section of the conflicts within American history. You were looking at Y2K. You're looking at the contested election back then in 2000. You're looking at year of 9/11, the year of 9/11 and the USA Patriot Act, that was sitting on the shelf. As we know, so many people have come out and said, the whole thing was an inside job. I'm not sure. I mean, you've had a chance to analyze all of this, I'm sure, over time, Cal. What is your take on all of that?
Well, there's some people who don't believe we actually landed on the moon either. I mean, you'll always find some people who believe anything. My take on 9/11 was that we were unprepared, as Israel was in this latest attack. You have to understand that evil exists in the world and cannot be pacified or accommodated. It has to be defeated. Look at all the advance signals that we got ahead of 9/11. Why didn't somebody do something about these Middle Easterners who were taking flying lessons in Florida, but only learning how to take off and not to land? Doesn't that say something? What about some of these mosques, especially in Northern Virginia, that have processed terrorists? Why aren't we looking into what they're preaching and teaching their people? Why are we letting so many in? We don't even know how many are coming across our southern border. Iran has bragged for some time that it is placing agents inside the United States, and at the appropriate time, when they say so, they're going to conduct more terrorist attacks within our border. The Biden administration doesn't seem to care. They're letting everybody in. We don't even know who some of these people are. The gutaways, the people who are not encountered by the Border Patrol, could be anybody. In addition to sex traffickers and drug dealers, we've had over 100,000 Americans killed by fentanyl coming across our border. 100,000. And the administration says nothing about it. This is a disgrace. I mean, how many more have to die? What is the motivation behind an open border? My view is that there are people in this administration and the previous one under Obama who really don't like America. If you look at Obama's speech in Cairo shortly after he became president, we call it his apology tour. America has been too arrogant. America has been too wealthy. We need to consider the views of other nations. Oh, really? Then how come all of them are trying to get here and we're not going to their nations? We've got to renew patriotism in this country.
Yeah, that was a good point you just made. Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone with Cal Thomas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question concerning the planes in 9/11. Do you think a Top Gun pilot could take a 757, corkscrew it down, and hit the Pentagon at ground level like that?
Well, obviously they did. I mean, I mean, what do you think? Say, it was an alien or something? I mean, what other evidence is there?
Well, there wasn't any plane parts there, was there? Was there any plane parts there?
Please, they all burned up. If you had a plane full of jet fuel and they all burned up. I mean, I saw it. I was living in Alexandria, Virginia at the time, and I could see the Pentagon from my house. I saw the plane hit it. I saw it go up in flames. There is video of it. You can't deny it. It's there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking they took all the video. We couldn't look at it all like we would like to.
Well, back to your conspiracy shelter, sir.
Wow. There's a twist there, Cal, because there's so much out there now. there's so much out there now, especially from Daily Motion, when they're reporting that the FBI has confiscated virtually every video in the vicinity of the Pentagon and people that actually went in there from safety standards and others said that they could smell cordite, which with the hole that was there in the E-ring, they're talking about the fact, and this is, of course, Daily Motion asserting it, and the video was there.
I've never heard of Daily Motion. What is that? What is Daily Motion?
Daily Motion is a website that carried the Pentagon 9/11 attack, and they are actually going through and analyzing on this Pentagon strike the fact that it was a missile that hit the Pentagon and not a plane, because the outside ring and the inside ring both have just a single hole in it. And that
you have to be careful about sources. You can read anything on the internet. And look, my son was a firefighter, and he was there pulling out bodies. And he didn't testify to any of these things you see on the website. He saw it with his own eyes. So I'm going to take his word over a website that I've never heard of.
Okay. Well, at least now we're giving you at least a piece of information that people are concerned about, because
baloney. I don't believe any of it. I hope we're not going to continue to go down this ridiculous, speculative, we didn't land on the moon, the world is flat avenue, because I can't deal with that.
Yeah, I understand. The one thing about the year of Sandy Hook in 2012, that got Alex Jones into a lot of trouble. I know that's a sore subject with a lot of people. What is your take on Sandy Hook?
A lot of innocent children died needlessly. Alex Jones is an idiot, and he deserved to be sued.
Yeah, that pretty much put him in financial straits after doing it. Now, was it basically your understanding that it was not so much the comments he made, but the fact that people took those comments to heart and actually harassed those that were involved?
Well, when you say people, it's a small fringe.
Talking about the families, yeah, the families of the victims, Cal.
Well, I don't know if you've ever had a child shot dead in a school, but I take the sides of the parents and the families. I know what it is to lose a child under other circumstances than that, and it is extremely painful. And I don't know where are we going? Where are we going with this? Why are we bringing that up? I mean, that's all been settled, and lawsuits have been filed and adjudicated.
No, I mean, you cover so much stuff, like Columbine. The one thing that I looked at was way back when was Jonesboro, and I was actually working as a news reporter for KLBJ in Austin at the time, and my morning drive, with Jonesboro, Arkansas, you know, where the two kids pulled the fire alarm and opened fire on the class as they were coming out, and this is before Columbine, and I said to my guy in the morning, the journalist was on there, I said, look, you are glamorizing these school shootings. I said, there's going to be copycat incidents. And they told me, Krieger, you're full of, you know what? And I said, no, mark my words. If you keep glamorizing this stuff, you're going to have copycat incidents. And then all of a sudden we had Columbine. And I mean, I literally rest my case. I mean, what do you think is in the American psyche of today's kids that's causing this problem?
Well, I don't know if it's glamorizing. I mean, it's always a difficult choice for people in the news business. You can't ignore these things. I mean, they are news. They are horrific incidents. And there are sick minds out there who see this stuff and whose lives aren't going to amount to anything anyway. And they say, well, I'll get my moment in the sun. I will get my name in history books, and I'll go out and kill a lot of people. I think it begins, it begins in the Garden of Eden, but it begins in modern times with abortion. When you disrespect and remove protection for one category of human life, then it becomes pretty easy to advance to other categories of human life. If all human life is just an evolutionary accident, a little more complex than a salad, but of no greater moral significance, then why not kill somebody else for their sneakers? Why not shoot up a school if it makes you feel better? I think we need better background checks. I think we need waiting periods. I think some of these people who have a history of mental illness or who have been seeing mental counselors should never be allowed to buy a gun. I think we need greater security in our schools. I mean, I think of when I go to school or go to church, and now we see, police cars and armed guards outside. Never had this growing up. What's different? A lot is different. You cannot, Calvin Coolidge said something on the 150th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Speaking of that great document, he said, we cannot continue to enjoy the result if we neglect and abandon the cause. We are neglecting and abandoning the things that matter most in America. And we are shocked to find the consequences that we're living under that include school shootings, terrorist attacks, and all kinds of other horrible things that we never knew about growing up.
That's amazing. You know, and I appreciate the fact, Cal, that you brought up and defined America as a constitutional republic, because we have so many people out there like Tucker Carlson that keep saying the word democracy over and over and over again, and it's driving me crazy. Miles in Maine, you're on the phone with Cal Thomas. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what's wrong is we got people like your guest here that don't want people to question anything, so we get all these laws and all this really don't need.
Where do you get that information, sir? Have you read my columns?
Liberals have brought into play that you would probably support have done anything.
What are you talking about? You don't know anything about me. Have you read any of my columns?
Yes, I have. No. I've read your columns for years, and I can care less about your
song. Okay, if we're going to go down this road, I've had enough.
Okay,
let's get somebody who really knows what they're talking about calling in.
Yep.
But this is one of the problems. You make accusations against people you know nothing about. You haven't read anything that I've written. You know nothing about me. And you just, you know, conjure up all of these ideas that are ridiculous. All right. Are we done?
Well, I guess we are. I appreciate it, Cal. Thanks so much for joining us. Okay. There you have it. The book, once again, for those of you who are interested, it's called The Watchman in the Night. And again, this is Cal Thomas's take on history. It's his opinion. And you're all entitled to that. You're all entitled to do your research. I know. I could just sense that this conversation. And see, Eric, when he brought up the fact about the video, I'm sorry. You know, when you don't have the right to question, journalists do not have the total answer to everything, which is one of the reasons why, as a card-carrying journalist, I'm always asking questions, because if I didn't, we would not have discovered that the Hyatt Skywalk collapse back, remember that, in Kansas City? I covered that for 14 hours, and I did some investigative work on it. I won spot news from Associated Press broadcasters. One of the big things we found out was that the structural plans had been changed. Nobody was covering that. You see, we have the right to question, for God's sakes. I'm sorry, Cal can't stand. It's one of these things. Remember the old saying, you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. You know, I get it. I get it. And you have a lot of people, mainstream media, and you might be scratching your head. Most widely syndicated columnist in America, he is. He's been on TV a long time. I mean, nowadays we're looking back at Walter Cronkite. We don't even know if we can trust what that guy said. I mean, they have been literally, if you look at history, I mean, this show is loaded with people that are doing their research. Miles, I thank you for your call. And I did hear you say, Miles, that you did read. You did read Cal Thomas's stuff, okay? Wow. Crazy as it may seem. You know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, I understand we could have had a serious discussion about this. And unfortunately, we can't have a serious discussion about it because people are entitled to their opinions, much like Cal Thomas. All right. He gets offended because people have their own opinions and they're calling and asking questions. And he said, ask me a question. I will give you a straight answer. It's in my show notes. I'm sorry. I didn't hear a straight answer. I heard conflict. This is what we have going on in America right now. Sad but true. Going to hold the phone lines, not taking any more calls. Obviously, we're up against the time wall here. Frank Davis will be joining us from OptiVita Products. Got the Winter Wellness Bundle back by popular demand. We'll be talking about that and more when Frank joins us after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Wow. What a last segment, huh? Amazing. Anybody read my Substack page lately? You probably will want to read it after today. We always have the right to ask questions. That's an important thing that we've always expected out of our listeners, is the right to question the narrative, the right to actually think for yourself. All right. Enough said on that. When it comes to your health, we care about that. That's why we have the Power Mall, which is now open. 877-817-9829 is the phone number to call. We have the Winter Wellness Bundle backed by popular demand, and there's a reason for that. Those of you especially that have succumbed to taking the jab. If you've noticed your loved ones whose personality has changed all of a sudden and they become argumentative and they won't let you question their narrative, kind of crazy. And that's one of the reasons why when we look at people like this, their immune system is breaking down. And this is another reason why they need the Winter Wellness Bundle. And if you want to do something nice for people, go to the Power Mall and buy one of them for them, because we got it sale priced. The bundle retail is $70.90. It's on sale right now for $53. And of course, you can add the Silver Gel 24 part per million and the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. Frank Davis from OptiVita joins us here for this next segment and final segment of today's show. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Did I catch you in the...
That's the way to introduce myself. I cough.
Yeah, so you cough. Frank, it looks like you need the Winter Wellness Bundle.
That has nothing to do with anything, but I just swallowed something in the wrong throat.
yeah, that happens. I do that too sometimes. I think, you know, we're just in a big rush, and I catch you at the least regular moment when you can actually take a breath and address the situation. But, you know, the winter, well, yeah. That happens to me too when I'm talking, because I'll be drinking and talking. Not a good thing to do at the same time. And sorry, I hit you at the wrong time there. We got the silver lozenges, which I'm a big fan of. And as a matter of fact, folks, those watching us live stream, I'm holding one of these little golden gems in my hot little hand right here. And every time I feel a cough coming on, this is the thing you put in your mouth. And when it's gone, all of a sudden, no cough. And it's amazing, Frank, the amount of silver that's in these lozenges. You want to explain that for people that don't get it?
Sure. Yeah, the beauty about that lozenge, you know, just like you were alluding to for yourself, anytime, literally, I start to feel a sore throat coming on, you know, just it gets scratchy and a little, you know, have a little harder time swallowing. If I go to bed at night, and I put that lozenge, it will last virtually almost all night long, two of them, and 99.9 times out of 10, out of 100, I wake up and that scratchy, sore throat feeling is gone. But the lozenges, you know, has, we literally use 60 parts per million solution in order to get 10 parts per million in each lozenge. And that is basically the studies that we have done or have been done, such as in a major university, showed that at 10 parts per million, it kills 143 pathogens. This was a study done in a microbiology department. Those, and that is everything from strep, staph, MRSA, you know, virtually any virus, bacteria that is going to attack your body. So, you know, it's a potent but actually tasty little lozenge, and it's my go-to during the... I just went on a trip to Texas, and I take the whole bag of them, and I'm sucking them on the plane, and it's just my defense system, part of it.
Yeah, we certainly get that. And that's the reason that we're giving you not one, but two boxes of these lozenges in your Winter Wellness Bundle here on the Power Hour. Now, and the Power Mall has them right now. They're open for those of you who want to order it. And of course, now it also includes a vitamin C, one bottle of vitamin C. And of course, now the benefits of that, if you have a cold coming on, Frank, what do they normally, I mean, this is the Acerola cherry blend, correct?
Yeah, it's just pure organic Acerola cherry, which an Acerola cherry has 1,000 times more whole food vitamin C than an orange. gram for gram. So it's one of the most potent whole food vitamin C natural fruits out there, and that's why we use it. It is very potent, very strong, and not synthetic, not something created in a laboratory like most of the vitamin C out there, which has a downside. This is vitamin C as God created it, is what does the body good, because it has all the cofactors that enable that vitamin C to perform its strong antioxidant, immune-supporting function that it was designed to do.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. And, you know, when the cold sets in, you can actually take more than one capsule. Is that right?
Oh, sure. You know, you can, I mean, personally, I take two a day. But, you know, if you feel it coming on and you need to up it, that's not a problem. Again, it is food. It's a form of food. It's not something that you can OD on, so to speak, because of it being a synthetic chemical that's produced in a laboratory.
Yeah, but see, the one thing that I support is when you feel like you've got something coming on, there's a lot of reasons for it. One of them is because you probably have eaten a lot of sugar. That's another big thing. You know, you eat a lot of sugar, that causes colds too. You go outside, you're not appropriately dressed. You hang around people that are sick, obviously, and your immune system is down. This is one of the reasons why a lot of people that listen to the show probably, when given a choice, did not go get the vaccine. And so they're faring a lot better. But the thing is that the vitamin C and, you know, just upping that and drinking a lot of water like we do here, because, see, you've got to flush your system out. You got to get the stuff into the kidneys and get it circulating. You know, this is why we have the Power Mall, because of the great products that are there. And now, one of the Winter Wellness Bundle products that we also include is a bottle of vitamin D. Why is that important, Frank?
Well, primarily because, you know, as we're entering the, quote, cold and flu season, it's more or less defined, and the research is supporting this, that during the months of November through March, above the 35th parallel, which is from Los Angeles to Atlanta, above that, during those months, your body does not synthesize vitamin D from the sun. So, you know, you can lay outside basically in your swimming suit all day long during those months. It doesn't synthesize that sun into vitamin D. So you need to provide, you know, your body with supplemental vitamin D. Otherwise, the problem, and they've associated this, that's why they associate the vitamin D with the cold and flu season, because of the lack of it in most people. And the beauty about what we have is the vitamin D is just pure organic button mushroom, which does synthesize vitamin D much like the human body. So I call vitamin D nature's flu vaccine. There are a lot of studies supporting the fact that, you know, when you have your blood serum level, especially if you can get it above 50, you know, you are basically immune from the virus and colds and bacteria that are prevalent during the, you know, winter times, and when we're inside and we're breathing, you know, toxic air from everybody else. So, yeah, vitamin D is absolutely essential for immune support, for dealing with what we normally are exposed to during the cold and flu season. And the higher you can get your blood serum level, the more protection you have.
Well, of course, now vitamin D is also being recommended by the frontline doctors for those who are immunocompromised. This would be a real plus for the winter wellness bundle, would it not?
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's absolutely essential. You know, if you even the studies during the COVID, they found virtually everybody that had, you know, were hospitalized with COVID were significantly deficient in their vitamin D.
So they were treating it. That's one of the reasons why we're recommending it. That's the winter wellness bundle right now. This is the offer. You get two boxes of silver lozenges. You get a bottle of vitamin C and a bottle of vitamin D for $53 at the Power Mall today. That is a discount from $70.90. Now, we want you to take into consideration while you're there and you're ordering today, 877-817-9829. And all the OptiVita Health products are available online at 10% off, except the Winter Wellness Bundle, which we have specifically sale priced at $53. We have the Silver Gel 24 part per million at 10% off. We've talked about this before, but for those who have missed it, explain about the 24 part per million and why that's so important.
Well, on your silver gel, you know, especially the awareness and the need for, you know, hand sanitizing and doing things like that to protect yourself, you know, became a big deal. The problem was that 99% of all hand sanitizers are alcohol-based, and once that alcohol dries, its effectiveness to kill any germ is nullified, and it's literally in seconds. Whereas the gel has this kill action in terms of, like I was telling you, 143 different pathogens, all of these. But the beauty about the gel is, one, it lasts a minimum of 4 hours. We have it tested literally for more than 12, but we're saying a minimum of 4 hours, and it doesn't dry out your skin. Personally, I use it all the time, especially during the cold and flu season, you know, as a protection for my hands. But I also put little dabs up my nose. You know, it's just a great product to protect yourself from, you know, what most people do. They, you know, you're going to expose yourself to these pathogens by some way, touching your mouth or your nose with your hands. You've got these germs on them, and the beauty about it is, with that gel protecting your hands, your nose, whatever, you're basically eliminating the possibility of that pathogen taking hold in your body, because the kill action of this this gel, and at 24 parts per million, again, it assures you, because I use the 24 parts per million because when you add you know, the additional ingredients to get the gel, it still gives you a minimum of 10 parts per million. That is, as I say, the effective amount for killing all of these different pathogens you're exposed to during the cold and flu season.
Right. Now, of course, the OptiVita Silver Liquid is something you actually take orally at 10 parts per million. I remember last winter I was taking it, and I'm probably going to do it again. The 10 part per million basically is kind of the standard in the industry, is it not?
Well, it I wouldn't call it the standard of the industry. It is for nanosilver, because of this patented bonding process where we can take the silver and through this process permanently bonded to a water molecule, it never comes out of solution. And nano, 10 parts per million, is significantly more effective than other forms of silver like ionic silver, colloidal silver, that use 1,000 parts per million, 5,000 parts per million, 10,000 parts per million. The reason they do, because it is a different form. It's a, and they need massive amounts of it to actually get benefit. Problem is, it doesn't stay in solution, comes out of solution. But when you continue to take those massive amounts, you run the risk of getting argyria, which is the coloring of your skin. With nano, it's impossible. The difference also is in nano silver, it's kind of like a Gatling gun. It has continuous kill action on these pathogens, whereas an ionic form is like a rifle. It's a one and done. So there's multiple benefits. The other thing is that 10 parts per million, as you alluded to, there was a study done in 2021 by the National Institute of Health, and it was published on PubMed, and it basically, the title of that study said, nano silver proven potent antiviral against SARS-CoV-2. And the body of the study basically said that they, as the National Institute of Health, did these studies on silver and found that the 10 parts per million and the 10 nanograms per milliliter, the concentration of the silver at 10 parts per million was the optimal amount that was in this study shown to effectively neutralize the and kill the SARS-CoV-2 pathogen.
Amazing how that works. Derek in Missouri, you're on the phone with Frank Davis. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what maybe if that nano silver that you drink, would that work? I support an organization called EndingChildSexSlavery.org, and they go and rescue these little girls in, like, Asia. And some of them are sick, and the ones that are sick, you know, sometimes they sell the hospitals. But with an economical way, say you had a sick kid, that's a general term, but just taking that nano silver and maybe the vitamin D and vitamin C, what would you recommend for that?
Well, I definitely would recommend the silver, no question about it. There are studies showing its effectiveness against malaria. There was a study when they had like 19 malaria patients that took the silver, the nano silver. Every single one of them within 2 days had been cured of the malaria. That is a published study. So, you know, its effectiveness in terms of when you're dealing with these children that are in these areas where they're exposed to so many different bacterias or viruses, different pathogens, molds, et cetera, there is no question that the nano silver is an effective way to ameliorate some of the problems that they're dealing with, even after they've got it. It helps, you know, your body basically eliminate, kill off these pathogens that you're dealing with. So highly recommend it with what you're talking about for helping.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, thank you.
We appreciate that. Thanks so much, Derek, for your question there. Now, if you go to the Power Mall website and you click on the OptiVita Health link, you will get to see all of the products that are listed there. And, of course, we've got the everything is discounted 10% with the exception of the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, which is $53. We discounted the silver gel and the silver liquid. If you look on the website, they're all there. And if you don't have internet access, the phone number is 877-817-9829. And Jay will be more than happy to help you out this morning when you call in, the Power Mall is now open, and get you hooked up with the Winter Wellness Bundle. Order one for every member of your family. That would even be a better idea. And, of course, your friends that are immunocompromised, it's the gift that never stops giving. You know, it'd be a really neat deal to give the gift of health for Christmas. For those of you looking for Christmas presents and you don't want to spend gobs of money, the investment you make in the Winter Wellness Bundle to keep your family healthy and people that you love would be a great way to do this. Frank Davis, we're out of time for today. Thanks so much for giving us the tips as we get the Winter Wellness Bundle out there to keep everybody healthy here. All of our Power Hour listeners, we appreciate you, appreciate your calls and your questions. Again, check out the Substack page later today. I got to talk about the questioning the narrative. That's something we all have a right to do here in the United States of America, at least while we have freedom of speech. In the meantime, stay safe. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.